This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Lee Corso's send-off on Saturday was a big ratings hit. Corso went perfect with his picks, including the FSU-Bama upset. But everyone waited with bated breath, wondering what Lee's final headgear pick would be. It started with Brutus. Who did it end with? Here, this courtesy of ESPN.
This is one of the easiest picks I've ever made. Texas is loaded. Texas is number one. They have a Manning at quarterback. Poor Ohio State. They ain't got a chance. Give me my first love.
And then he picked Brutus. Stop. Did you watch it?
Actually, I turned it off. I turned it off like 20 minutes prior.
Oh.
Charlotte had a music class in Shaker Heights, and so I dropped her off because she went with her mom then, and then I walked around. I was getting some steps in, and I put on, I wanted to see how Portnoy did in the pregame, and so I put on Fox's, and I was just kind of bored by it, and then I put on ESPN's, and I was just kind of bored by it, and then I just went back to listening to other sports things.
So what I will say is I thought they protected Lee appropriately, that he wasn't on the panel the whole time. It's kind of like he has the last couple years, and I thought they did that as well as he could, given that it's apparent he's had some health challenges.
I thought it was great that they switched it on, like Fox let them switch on the ESPN, and they shared the same feed. I thought that was a very cool moment by Fox to be able to do that. So that was very nice. I did like all the gifts that Ohio State gave. I thought that was also pretty cool. But I think what I learned in this entire stretch here is I think I'm just out on college football pregame shows.
Oh my God.
I think I'm just done with them.
They
just don't really do anything for
who
me at this point.
You?
None of them are particularly interesting or entertaining. And the bits that are good, like Portnoy, for instance, coming out and doing his old shtick and everything like that, they're all on the internet. Like I see them all throughout Twitter, all throughout the day, all throughout the morning, and so I find them all there. They're on TikTok, they're everywhere. I think I'm just out on college football pregame shows.
I think there was a real
purpose and a time. Like it used to be so cool. Game day 25 years ago, they'd show up at a place that they'd never been to, and you kind of got like a peek into it, and you thought it was so awesome. They've been everywhere. There's no new place. There's no new thing. There's no new ground that they're covering. And so, I think I'm just out on college football pregame shows.
And that's okay. You sound like a jilted old man.
No, it's just maybe you'll get off my lawn.
Maybe we should retire you next.
I feel like I'm spent on him. I get the McAfee shtick. I get what they're trying to do with Fox and everything as well. I'm good. I'm okay. I don't need it.
Omaha.
We do have an AP Top 25 poll, though.
Been waiting on that one.
Well, it just came out a couple minutes ago, and Ohio State is now number one in the country.
That makes sense. Yeah, you were three. Then you beat the number one team, and now you're number one. I know some people were suggesting whoever won LSU Clemson.
We thought LSU would end up number one. I thought they might be number two, even if they weren't number one. Penn State is actually number two, and then LSU is three. So Big Ten has the first two spots on here, and then it goes LSU, Georgia, and the Miami to round out the top five. Alabama, which we can get to in a second as well, they dropped all the way to 21st.
You hate to see it. That was a hilarious game, by the way.
I do want to get to that in broader detail.
I still don't think Mike Norvell can coach his way out of a paper bag, but the idea that he went into that game on the hot seat and then they just put the boots to Bama, it was very funny.
Florida State now 14th in the country.
I think Penn State shouldn't be the number two team because they played Nevada.
Yeah.
With love and respect.
I think 7 first place votes. Imagine being the person that voted for Penn State over Ohio State.
I would love to know how many of them actually worked the Penn State beat, if we're being very honest about it. I think if you play a quality week zero or week one opponent, I think that should... Now, nothing says once Penn State plays somebody, they can't get back into it. LSU deserves to be in this. That was a hell of a win over Clemson. This is the kind of stuff that I think annoys me with the AP Top 25.
You only get 66 first place votes. So, like, who are these 7 people that voted for Penn State? How does that work?
I don't know. Can we get the breakdown? Can we get the aftermath?
We want to do like a Hall of Fame, baseball Hall of Fame balloting, where we find out everyone that voted on everything and anything,
so we can shame them.
Well, that's what we would do with this. Yeah.
That's all I want.
Oregon got a first place vote.
I just want to shame people.
How did Oregon get a first place vote?
Omaha! Entering season number 23, Nike put out a new LeBron ad campaign. Here's the audio of it.
They called him the chosen one. He carried the weight of every expectation on his shoulders, but he never broke. We were all witnesses. Every rival was defeated. Every idol was destroyed. He took the crown and kept it. Behold the greatness. He is the forever king.
People online criticized it as egotistical,
like Squid Games,
and over the top. I thought it was like a little Children of the Corn with a girl voicing it. Agree or disagree that this was a chotch campaign by Nike?
I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool. I saw what you saw, though. I saw a lot of people being critical of it, so I watched it, and I kind of liked it, and then I wondered if I was in the wrong.
Yeah, no offense to Bill Simmons, but when Bill Simmons hates it and it's about LeBron, it probably is good.
Oh, was Simmons leading the charge? I couldn't remember who it was that was leading the charge.
There were a lot of media members, and it's like, guys, I just don't understand being like wowed by thinking any of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
These guys have egos. It's like, even like, Mike never had, yes, Mike did. Mike had an insatiable ego. They all do.
It'd be weird if LeBron didn't have an ego.
Like, this is, it also, it's the forever king. That's just an extension of the king, which he's called himself for 20 years, or Nike's called him for 20 years. I just thought the reaction to this was peak. I think LeBron fatigue has been here. And I think now that LeBron is stayed around the game, he's no longer the absolute best player in the NBA. He might be top 20, depending on where you think he is. I think people are like, okay, I've seen enough of you, which is the opposite reaction I have. By the way, you're going to be 40. You're going to be 41 here in December, and you're still one of the 20 best basketball players on the planet. That's insane. That's my reaction to it. It is not the reaction to social media, which I think would like to just scooch him on down the road.
Ah, social media always hating on things. How dare they?
Like pregame shows in college football.
I just didn't enjoy it. I was like, man, this just kind of stinks. All right. In 14 games at Alabama, Kalen DeBoer is about to have four losses as a 14-plus point favorite. Since 2007, in games when Alabama was favored by at least 14 points, Nick Saban was 131-2. Kalen DeBoer is 4-4.
Yeah, that one loss. Here's the thing. I don't think he should have been on the hot seat after last year, because Alabama had two down seasons with Saban before DeBoer took over. It's the most feckless I've seen Alabama look in a game where they had more NFL talent than the
other
team.
They just didn't seem like they were trying on most plays, which is very alarming. Do you buy anything into the idea that like one of Saban's secret powers was that he could get the five-star recruit, the highly rated, one of the best players in the country at their position, to actually still give a damn, to not kind of ship it in, so to speak? Like, his secret power was getting the extremely talented to still be like, oh, I have to try hard on every play.
I do think that was part of Nick's like superpower. He's also just a brilliant football guy. I really think Kalen DeBoer is a really good head coach. He's won everywhere, and he's won where it's harder to win than it is at Alabama.
He entered this week with an 897 winning percentage.
Yeah.
You know how insane that is? I think it was like 111 and like 15 or something.
But the truth is, the results is the results, and you better win a hell of a lot more games this year. Like, if, because here's the thing, Florida State would be what? The sixth best team in the SEC this year? If Florida State handles you this way, half the SEC is going to handle you this way.
Well, and the sad part is that this schedule, if you've seen it or not, it's really, really tough, too. He's going to have a lot of chance. They could easily end up as a 4-5 loss team this year.
Hate to see it. The Browns are in the QB hunt, as we've talked about. Assistant GM Kat Hickman spoke to the media yesterday about their quarterback evaluation process.
I'd say I'd just go back to like the plan that we have in place for these guys when it comes to developing is acquiring as many valuable data points we can. Now, we know these things take time. So what is that going to look like at the end of the year? I don't have a crystal ball to tell you, and I don't do well with hypotheticals, but I will say that every opportunity we will have to evaluate them, we will take. None of them is going to take, you know, a back seat in how we plan and program for them with the reps that we have. And then from there, we'll see what the spring brings, and we'll evaluate all possibilities like we always do.
So this is not specific to Kat Hickman, who is a future NFL GM. But the entirety of the front office, including occasionally Andrew Berry, speak like this. You're speaking to normal people. Nobody, like most normal fans, do not give a rip about data points. They do not give a rip about any of the other corporate Ivy League speak. And I do think, like, this messaging, if I'm a Browns fan, I got the opposite of excited when I heard that.
Yeah, maybe somewhere between like biting kneecaps and data points. Maybe that's where we need to be meeting.
You know, so what I think is interesting is the Ivy League push into baseball and football. One of their biggest, you know, criticisms was all the colloquialisms of football that didn't really mean anything specific. Well, you've done the same thing just with high-minded, you know, highfalutin football terminology now. Now instead of oh my God, ugly girlfriend, it's data points. Now, bad body, it's this, that, and the other, and it's just annoying as hell.
Bad Body turned into data points?
Well, no. It was Ugly Girlfriend, remember?
What did Bad Body turn into?
Another really highfalutin thing that I can't think of right now.
Okay.
That is Quick Hits. When we come back, Albert Breer, he was on the sidelines, Ohio State, Texas. We'll get his read on Ohio State after the big win, his read on Arch Manning, and what did he and Jimmy Haslam and Andrew Berry talk about? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.